It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back, and we have the amazing Jonathan Grace here. We have tried to get him on at least twice a month. I'd like him to be more frequent if that's possible, because he's brilliant. He's a Christian author, movie maker, prophet. I can then consider an apostolic authority. And he gives us information that correlates ancient archaeology and modern exploration of things that blow your mind and show that the Bible is true, written by an author called the Most High God through his scribes, the ancient prophets. And now, in this time, God is saying, you know, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, he shall open up and bring his spirit, so young men will dream dreams and old men will prophesy. That's the case now. We're at the edge of the end of the secular age of human history. And I just want to give a quick story and get your response. For more than 2 years, I've been working with John W. Spring, who's a whistleblower in 1960 for the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983. 2 years ago, God prompted me to start praying. He gave me standing visions of Russian submarines tunneling to the Orinoco River and Russian hypersonic cruise missiles being set up in Venezuela. So I contacted John W. Spring, a researcher, several months. He said, "My gosh, Deagle, you're correct." So we have been in contact for 2 years with Donald Trump and getting almost no response. In fact, the letters echo what we've had for at least 18 months. The last one, I prophesied the exact day we were going to get the letter, in August. And on the 12th of September, we got a letter from POTUS that said, a letter basically trying to say, basically, we have two-layer missile defense. He had no response whatsoever about the nukes by the Russians in Larachila Island, which we have satellite photos. It's not just like a little bit of data. We've got everything, including classified information from Rosatom outside Moscow. And no talk about the fact that Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, with Cortez, the current dictator leader there in Nicaragua. And what's happened in the last week or so, since we abandoned the Kurds, Trump did, and pulled up 22 officers, and now he's putting back in armored personnel carriers to protect the oil. For who? The Kurds, who was up in these areas along the so-called Turkish border area, are being driven out, and they don't have passports, so they can't even pass through Iraq to Syria, where they made a deal to be protected by Bashar al-Assad. Now, people say, well, that's, you know, that was wrong. Both Democrats and Republicans are kind of ticked off that Trump did this, but it's even worse than that. What he's done now is, and I have this from my intel sources and supernaturally, God has shown me from various sources now, and they all come down and say the same thing, that and you can Google this and find it's the truth, that the Iranians have said this week they're going to enrich uranium to weapons grade now because they're so ticked off at us. And the Israelis are actually planning to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor where the Iranians are weaponizing uranium to hit and take out Israel. Now, we've gave them tanker bombers and other technology to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor, and guaranteed if we get into war, will we protect Israel? Because Trump is actually talking about a mutual defense treaty, which we'll pass on to other future presidents, where if Israel's attacked, we attack them. Now, in the past, Barack Obama was not the best friends of Israel. But if Israel gets attacked and they counterattack Iran and Russia, which they will, we're going to have U.S. cities and military bases go up in nuclear flames. And within hours, over 300 million Americans are going to vaporize into a nuclear cloud of dust. Now, you might think I'm making this up. I'm not. I have so much information from three balls I call a Kino. The first ball is the SuperNet, the Internet. Second ball is Intel Agency contacts, which I have. And the third is supernatural. God's given me a supernatural gift called the gift of second sight, like all the ancient prophets. Now, I'm not an idiot, so I wanted somebody with genius, an IQ 220, John W. Spring, to investigate this. But you see, the Christian church is lost in space. The politicians are balkanized to either left or the right. They think, well, either Trump is the best thing since sliced bread. He's good for the economy. He's made $7 trillion, lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanic, etc. But we don't have any. We're not dealing with the drug trade, which is by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. We're not dealing with ISIS when he claims we killed Osama, we killed Baghdadi. Baghdadi's name actually is a two-century ago canonized Roman Catholic saint, believe it or not, in the Middle East. And that Baghdadi is actually, and I have this from my intel sources, an Israeli operative working with Mossad and the special activities of the CIA and MI6 to run the ISIS, which we created. I even have intel agencies sent me these satellite, sent me by the actual photos of John McInsane, now dead from a brain tumor. John McInsane in 2009 actually taking selfie pictures with ISIS that we gave them satellite phones and weapons to create ISIS in the Middle East and to terrorize the West. We Terrorists Are Us. Just like the Toy Story, Toys R Us, Terrorists Are Us. So we are not only doers of good, we're doers of monstrous evil, and even creating our own enemies for our purposes. That's how bad America is. And I want people to understand that. We need to repent of that, because what Donald Trump's doing when he's celebrating the fact that this guy was crying and cursing and swearing in the back of a tunnel and then blew up his vest and killed three children too, they probably didn't even kill Baghdadi, because he's been killed 5 times in the last 2 years alone, from my intel sources. 5. This is a farce, the same way as the guy that they killed, Saddam Hussein, when his wife walked in a few years ago and they had pulled him out of a hole in the ground. His wife said she was so disgusted that the man they had there was 6 inches shorter and had crooked teeth. It was not her husband, okay? Just like Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who was the engineer that built the largest airbase in Saudi Arabia, 100 miles from Riyadh, and was the head of Al-Qaeda, which we created in Afghanistan to fight the Russians. We created those guys. They didn't just happen spontaneously, just like Wahhabism originated in 1926 in Britain after we exported it back from some earlier ideas in 1830 in the Middle East with the crypto-Jews, which are atheist Jews, that became the Saud family that were actually became Muslims after the fact. People don't know this. They moved from Basra, Iraq, to Saudi Arabia. And the British, because the high-level Masons there invented Wahhabism, they exported it back, and the Saudis, part of the deal, spent billions of dollars spreading Wahhabism around the world. And we collaborated with these monsters because we're doers of monstrous evil. So I want people to get that truth. They're not going to hear from anybody else. God help us. Donald Trump is playing this game where even 2 days after 9/11, he declared those buildings couldn't come down from planes. But now he's playing the Baghdadi game. We got Osama bin Laden. We got this guy, that guy. This is a farce. Okay? So I want to hear your response to that, because people need to understand, if Israel attacks Bashar, we'll have a radiation cloud bigger than Fukushima Daiichi, that it's almost certain Russia will nuke the hell out of us. And we do not have missile defense, which I, by the way, sent 2 years ago to President Trump, called a Brilliant Pebbles upgrade with a laser interferometry system that would work to stop all missiles. I have no response from President that guarantees he's actually heard a damn word we've said, even though we're sending letters with John W. Spring every week to the White House. It's very aggravating. Your comments.
Well, we know that this is getting worse and worse, and it's going to be worse yet. And Bible prophecy actually has put its finger on it and says that America would come up like a lamb, founded on principles of Christian freedom. Right. But it would then turn around and start speaking like a dragon.
Right.
So America is actually behaving like a dragon, like the dragon himself, the devil himself is called the dragon. And America is going to turn from being Christian in its principles to dragon-like in its principles. And so, Dr. Bill, what you're saying is quite true. There are things happening and being organized by America which people never dreamt of.
With the help of the British, by the way, which is we have a movie by Ken Klein, whose family survived the Holocaust, who I consider an Ezekiel-type prophet. I'm a Mosaic-type prophet. And you're a prophet and apostle as well. We all have a bunch of 3x5 cards because you've done actually archaeological research. God is revealing this stuff so people can repent of ignorance. And literally, the only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. You can't just do what's right in your own eyes. If you don't do what God's will is, by definition, it's evil. And God doesn't have any wavering on this. God is the creator. He's also the destroyer. Please comment.
Yes, he is. Well, what's going to happen in the Middle East is it's predicted in advance. We have prophecy pinpointing exactly what's going to happen.
Right. And by the way, the nuclear demolition of Damascus, where my ancestors on my mother's side, there were the Syrian bashas that owned the caravan that traveled between Damascus, Syria, and China for thousands of years, that city will be nuked so no even wild animals will live there. That's the longest continuous lived city on Earth, and it's going to be destroyed soon. Because the events that just happened was us abandoning the Kurds and leaving Syria to fall at the hands of Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia guarantees the destruction of Damascus, and many of the people in Israel will be nuked, and the Israelis have got the Samson option. They have nukes in every capital city of every country on Earth. They have space-based weapons and advanced biological and other weapons. And if they get destroyed, the sanction option, they will take out the human race. People don't get this, do they?
Well, we also watch Jerusalem. Now,
right.
Here is a prophecy that's going to astonish many people. And this prophecy will come true like the rest of it's come true. This is almost
right.
The last move in this particular prophecy. And that is that Turkey is going to set up its headquarters in Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
The
guarantee,
the,
in fact, that will be part of the deal.
The caliphate, which they're setting up now, they're actually voicing their intention to set up headquarters in Jerusalem.
There is an
ancient prophecy which says that will be accomplished for a short time.
Do you know that there's a guy that's a best friend and affiliate of Erdogan that claims to be the Mahdi? Do you know who he is?
He's the president of Turkey, that's right.
He has a media program on it.
They plan to set up a worldwide caliphate centered on Jerusalem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in fact, here's what he's suggesting. He's trying to make deals with the King of Jordan, which controls the Waft, which controls the Temple Mount, which, by the way, is the Temple of Antonius. It's not the actual temple was down near the Springs of Gihon, below the Eastern Gate. Temple of Antonius. And the Jews falsely believe in the Wailing Wall. It's not the wall of the ancient temple. The temple was destroyed, just like it says in Josephus, the historian, that not one stone was upon another, just as Jesus prophesied. It was so destroyed you wouldn't even think there ever was a building there. And people don't get this. The Bible is always true, isn't it? It's not a
wavering. The Bible never fails.
Never fails.
Past, present, and future. Everything it says you have to believe, because if you don't, you'll be in shock when it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this guy, this Turkish Mahdi of Islam, is getting ready to declare this, and you can guarantee that the deal now made with Syria, and now we're going to be made with Jordan, because Jordan's in a desperate situation now. They're in danger of being destroyed. And remember, the King of Jordan used to be a British military office in the tank division. And this guy is not an idiot, but he's going to try to make a deal so that Jordan doesn't get destroyed, because they're smack against the other side of Israel. And by the way, Damascus is only 10 miles from the northeast border of Israel, so if they nuke Damascus, a good chunk of Israel is going to go. People don't get that. Even if, I can guarantee you all the danger. If you're living in Tel Aviv, you're going to look up someday and you're going to see your fingers right to your bones, and you're going to turn into a nuclear flash and turn into dust, just like the people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They're on the wrong side of the building. That won't happen. I said, what's coming is a lot worse than anything that ever happened in history. And it's really close. I can't tell you when it'll be. God's even shielding me. In fact, when I prayed when Donald Trump got elected, I said, is Donald Trump the Antichrist, the one to introduce him or bring us to the end of human history? After 2 months of begging God and asking for dreams and visions, he audibly said, don't ask me anymore. And he called me by my Hebrew name, which is three letters in Hebrew on the white stone. And he said, because I'll tell you, and you have to carry that burden. So I don't ask him anymore. He'll tell me if it's the time that I need to tell people, but I'm telling you right now, this week, tonight, I got up early at 4 o'clock. I couldn't sleep. Well, I realized that not only did I have intel information, but I had information on the open internet. You can go search this now. That not only is Turkey going to do this, and they asked last week for nukes from America, and they're buying Russian missiles and weapons. They got a deal with not only Bashar al-Assad, but Hezbollah in Lebanon and Russia. They got a conjoint deal. They're carving up the place over there. And the Kurds never got their country after World War I. The Kurds make up most of the population of eastern Turkey, most of northern Syria, and north of that, and all the way to western Iran, into the place called Isfahan, which is the capital of ancient Media or the Kurds. They were the Magi that brought the gifts of Jesus to their astrologers that use your technology to prophesy the coming of the King, God in the flesh. They were my ancestors in Isfahan on my mother's side. People need to know this, and we've abandoned them, our allies against ISIS, etc. We've abandoned them.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Jonathan, I know we've dealt with lots of amazing things going on, but I really believe I can almost smell the sulfur breath of the dragon on our necks. And I watched the recent Gen 6 conference, because people need to understand that the evil on our planet is transdimensional and exoplanetary. For example, if you look at the miters on the hats of the Pope and the Cardinals, they're up-facing mouth of an amphibious fish god called Dagon, the same one that the Palestinians worship because they're Druids. The Pope and his ilk are not Christians. They're Luciferic Druidic Satanists. People don't get that,
do they? Oh, yes.
And so is the Jesuits. Right. They're not the Society of Jesus. They should be called the Society of Zeus. Would be more appropriate,
yes.
Wouldn't it? Now, people may be offended by that, but you know what? I learned a long time ago, I'd rather tell people the truth even if it offends them, to save their not only physical hide, but their spiritual hide from annihilation. Because, you see, you don't go to heaven if you haven't had a heaven relationship with God here. And you can't do good unless you do God and add an extra O. If you think you can figure out what God wants you to do, you're an idiot. You have to pray and ask God, because the most powerful thing we can do on earth is prayer. So tell us what we need to do next, because I'm very desperate. I'm worried that this may be not only our last Christmas, we may not even make it before catastrophe strikes. And there's not going to be a lot of warning. You know, a lot of people are waiting a 7-year this and the GD and this and that. No. What we're dealing with right now is catastrophic. We have a great apostasy. Look at the Democrats. I know you're watching at a distance. They support late-term abortion and infanticide when even 93% of abortionists wouldn't do it in the first trimester. They wouldn't involve a third trimester. But all the Democrats in our country support infanticide. And now AOC, this maniac Muslim, is suggesting we should eat people and cannibalism. We should release all the prisons and we should have open borders with no border at all. Every country needs a border. Every country needs to have criminals, because 6% of the population of humans by genetics, toxicology, and whatever, are predators. By their very nature, some people are preying on the rest of the population because they are predator class pseudo-humans. And many of them are indwelt by transdimensional entities that are not normal. People don't get that. If you've worked in forensics like I have, you have to realize these moron Democrats that want to release people from prison are demonically energized, avatared video games of Satan and his fallen ones. They're nuts, and they're dangerous, aren't they?
Very. That's true.
And it's dangerous for everybody. Well, I mean, you're a long ways away in New Zealand because, you know, the guy that runs, used to set up Facebook, I think, one of the guys, and he supports Trump, by the way. But he's already got a $10 million home down in New Zealand. He got it years ago because he saw what was coming. He thought, when things get bad, I'm getting on my private jet and I'm going to, what did he call it? I think he called it like Armageddon Land or some silly name, to get away from the destruction of North America. Because he knows if we get into it with the Russians, almost every American is going to die, and maybe 10 or 20 million might survive if they're preppers after the land gets turned into a giant nuclear ashtray. But if people think they're going to survive what's coming with people like Donald Trump that abandoned the Kurds and the Israelis, he has a few good things. He wants to have a treaty to defend Israel, but even the Special Activity Division of the CIA runs the state of Israel and Saudi Arabia. It wasn't Saudi Arabia that did 9/11. It was us. Marvin Bush was a security officer for the building, the brother of George Bush, and his last day of work was 9/11. His father announced 9/11 10 years before to the day, because it's a satanic holiday. 9/11. People don't know this, do they?
That's right.
It's disgusting. And the average Christian, as I call milk and cookie Christian, think they're saved because they do a few good works and shake the hand of someone of a different skin color and give a little money away. No. If you don't do good by God, you can't do good. And if you aren't bought and sold, not a tithe of you, but 100% of you to the Father, to willing to die for the truth, and your fellow Christians on earth, you're not going to make it. People don't get this. And they have to understand, I want Trump to become the greatest president, but he better damn well listen to me, because someday, if he doesn't listen, God's going to say, get over here, Deagle, up in heaven. Did he say this and that and did not respond to you when he was president of the United States? Yes, he did, Lord. And the Lord God Almighty will deal with Donald Trump either now or at the moment of his judgment. But he's going to listen to me one way or the other. But people need to know that. Not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I'm saved by the blood. If I had been turned to the dark side by the Pindar 28 years ago, I'd be one of the most dangerous men in human history. Because I got talents. I can't fly at the speed of light, and I don't have, you know, a cape. But intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. And if I had turned to the dark side by that Pindar 28 years ago, I'd be the most dangerous monster probably in modern history. I'm not. I'm saved by the blood, and people have prayed for me. Thank God. And people don't know this. They don't realize Christianity is like Delta Force. It's not milk and cookie time, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. If you don't take God seriously, man, I'll tell you, you cannot receive faith, which is a confirmation from God that he's there for you, even in your death, unless you're totally bought and paid for by the blood. You have nothing without God, nothing. And a lot of the young people, why they're escaping into drugs and violence and perversion, is because they don't have God. They got pseudo-church. They got drugs. That's why more Americans now, the last 3 years, American lifespan is dropping because there's so much drugs, because they have no hope. They're a hopeless generation. Now they want to turn into be communists. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, we're facing very soon now the greatest time of trouble this world has ever seen. And three times in Scripture we're told this very fact, that there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time.
Right.
And unless God intervened to stop it, there'd be nobody left alive. But for those who are faithful to him, for their sake, the time of trouble is going to be shortened and they will be delivered.
Right.
But most of the world will be destroyed. Very true.
Right.
We can't stop it. It's coming. But we can make sure that we have a survival.
Yeah, there's going to be a remnant, but it's going to have to require supernatural protection. You can prep all you want, but oh God, you got nothing.
Our Creator loves us. He loves every single human being. He wants no one to perish. But the choice is ours. He's giving us an opportunity right now to prepare ourselves in heart, prepare our characters, so that we will survive. Because that's the only stipulation. We have to be right with him, and he will look after us.
A very important point I want to make right now is that God put it on my heart many years ago that we are crushed by our overlords that are indwelt by evil because we don't pray for them. And so I asked the Lord about 5 years ago what created Hillary Clinton. Her family are the Rodhams, they're wizards. So I saw, God gave me a standing vision of a little girl about 8 or 9 years of age brought down a spiral staircase to a basement where they were doing the Eyes Wide Shut ceremony with the Lord's Prayer in Latin spoken backward with gold goat's head staffs, and they're walking around with red capes on. And they had a large obsidian stone in the center that they were marching around with a little boy naked and drugged and tied over the top, ready to have his heart cut out of him with a serpentine-shaped knife. And they fed Hillary Clinton the blood and part of his heart while they cursed her to be entered by a Draco-Reptilian monstrosity. Eventually, again, the overlords that have been here for eons persecuting the human race, that are the masters of the Druidic Council of 13. So all our people that are lost, like Podesta and Hillary Clinton and all these evildoers, they're possessed or oppressed. They're not normal human beings. They're our brothers and sisters lost to the dark side. And God will continue to let them persecute and destroy us unless we pray for them. They are lost brothers and sisters, aren't they?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, our lives must be now. Our future has to be with God. We have no future in this planet without him. He is the only one who can pull us through, and he wants to do it. But the choice is
ours. What God's destiny for the human race is the marriage supper. They keep on marriage supper. Who's he going to marry? He's not marrying like the stupid Mormons or some guy goes to Kolob and becomes a god. He's marrying collectively the entire human race that are going to spread across the galaxy and the cosmos as the queen of the heavens. We'll have extended lifespans and we'll serve God and we'll have his spirit fused to our spirit, so we cannot do evil because we only do his will. And the bride of heaven means the human race at that time will be co-equal with the Creator, because his spirit will have fused with us and will be a new eternal creation. Although we live in temporality and time, we'll also be living co-equally living in eternity. See, eternity can coexist with temporality, can't it? That's what Jesus was when he came back from resurrection from the dead. He was an eternal being that could eat food and converse with people for, 40 days? He was both a temporal being and an eternal being at the same time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. it bends your mind because you don't realize, like, that's who God is. And his intention is to save the human race so that we actually become literally collectively, not individually, collectively his bride, to have children, to evangelize the universe, to bring good to the worlds out there, endless worlds. So where are we going? I mean, I feel a real urgency. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, and I got all this intel information all converging on me tonight. I think, oh, my gosh. And then I went to all the social media for Donald Trump, Facebook, Twitter, all of his social media, and embedded this 18-minute video, which I just sent you, that I had a discussion yesterday with 18 minutes with John W. Spring, who's a Christian also, with an IQ of 220. He was the original whistleblower in 1960 with the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983. We are in so much danger right now, we can't even imagine it. And the problem is, even Donald Trump is pretending everything's okay. It's not okay. We're not just heading toward another election. We're heading toward the end of the human race. If there's a tiny remnant of maybe several thousand or million, that'll be all that's left after what that'll happen is going to happen to the planet. It's going to be mind-boggling what's coming, isn't it?
We can't imagine. We can't compare it with anything that we've known in history before.
Right.
It's greater than anything the world has ever seen. It's the final showdown, and the human race is the stakes. And our Creator wants us. He wants us dearly. But
well,
we
the abortion,
make the choice.
The abortionist has entered the abortuary of Earth. And he wears his greens and his OR mask is on, and he's got his gloves on up to his elbows, and he's ready to abort us. His name is Lucifer, the god of blue light, the false liar, the prosecutor of heaven. He's arrived. He says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the accuser of mankind has come down to you. My favorite book in the Bible is Job, because, you know, God was trying to convince Job that my ways are higher than your ways. At least Job was faithful, and he kept on believing in God, even though he didn't fully understand God. God brings understanding after you just trust him. And you can't get faith unless you do what God's will is. Faith is the currency of the Creator once you actually trust him. You don't get it just because you do good works. You do it because you do his works. Shema, hear and do his will, right?
Yeah, you have to show him that you can be trusted in eternity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll mess up this world as has been done the first time.
Yeah. Well, this is what Adam did when Eve was told by the serpent. Eve, you're so perfect. You lived over 900 years. You've named all the animals. You know everything. You can graduate now. You don't need to ask God for what's good and evil. You don't need to go to the garden and pray. So it wasn't just a physical nakedness. It was a spiritual nakedness. They weren't covered by the spirit and protection of God. The nakedness they had was not just a physical. It was a spiritual nakedness, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And I see a naked population in America that think they're so rich. We're Americans, man. We're so great. Listen. It's scary to not have a repentant America, and the churches are dead in the water. They're absent with old leave here. I cannot stomach going to a public church. I can't, because I start asking the pastor simple questions like a little three-year-old that has questions, because I don't really feel 68 almost. I feel like a three-year-old has just gotten older. I act like a child asking tough questions of adults, and I'm not getting answers, because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. Maybe that's why God created me the way I am, because I don't have a shut-off gene or a shut-up gene. I'm not fearful that people will not like me, but they know I'll die for them. And what I see happening, whether it's finding cures for medical illness, which is just a sign gift to show maybe you got to listen to the other things I say, I think we're at the end of the age. I think this is it, man. I can't tell you when it is, and God's merciful enough, he's not going to tell me yet. But I can tell you, the intel I got early this morning when it all converged with the Israelis saying they're going to go and take out Bashar, after the Iranians guarantee that they're going to actually enrich uranium to weapons grade, we're in deep, deep trouble once after Trump abandoned the Kurds. We're in desperate trouble. I've had prophets that have been on my show over years prophesying the nuclear demolition of Damascus. We're so close now to what we've done, it's virtually guaranteed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. God help us, man. God help us. I'm gripping my hands together here, and I'm like, oh, my God. People out there, pray for President Trump. He listens. Pray that we make him a good man, and he gets saved by the Most High God, doesn't do evil in God's sight.
Oh.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. They gave me a contact with the science director for Donald Trump. So I contacted him today too. Donald Trump's science director.
Yep.
Welcome back. So, Jonathan, you know, all I can do, the most powerful thing we can do is prayer. Tell us about some of the ancient documents and your books. If people go to beforeus.com, they're going to get what I call spiritual manna. They're going to get the glory of God through archaeological discoveries that confirm the Bible. They're going to hear that God is with us. If there's one thing I would say, not that you're wonderful or you're a great Christian or whatever, I'm not a great Christian, I'm just try to be obedient. And then it says in the Bible, though a righteous man falls 7 times, if he seeks after me, yea, will I raise him up. And believe me, I need a lot of raising up every day because I'm a screw up. But I'm God's screw up. I want people to understand that America screwed up big time. We are the beast nation now. We're ready to force the mark of the beast in the world. We're ready to start the USMCA treaty in the U.S., United States, Mexico, and Canada, which is the first district. District 3 of the seven kings that give their power to the beast for one period of time or 1 hour. America is the dragon. It was prophesied by Sir Francis Bacon, the IQ over 200 illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I. In the Voynich document, which is a symbological encrypted document. People don't know about the Voynich document, do they? You probably know about it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're familiar with it. I'm sure, because you've been around a long time and you're a very brilliant guy. Tell us what we need to do now. What can we do to not only get through to Trump so we can save this man and make him a real Christian, not just a baby Christian or a narcissistic good do-gooder like the Shriners have their stupid Shriner hat on of the blood-dipped in Christians from northern Morocco many centuries ago, but a Christian who knows the will of the Most High God and doesn't treat the presidency like it's a game show. That's what he's doing, isn't it?
Well, we need to pray for the man.
Right.
He has, apart from his position, he has a soul to save.
Right.
He has a family that needs prayer. And it's wonderful what can be done when you pray for others. It's wonderful to see miracles take place.
If they will take place.
Our God is a God of miracles. He can do
if
anything.
If I can get in touch with Trump, you will have a direct access to witness to him, a Christian witness. So will John Spring and some of my other Christians like Ken Klein. We need a witness, not just me, but a cloud of Christian people called, as I call, the Delta Force of end-time Christianity, to make this man the best president ever by doing not his will or getting lots of people like him, but doing the will of the Most High God, not only just for America, but the world, because this nation, how it goes, will determine the fate of the human race, won't it? Right? If he does the wrong thing or gets impeached because he's doing stupid things or the demon rats take over, it's not just America going down the toilet and circling the bowl. It's the entire world and the human race, isn't it?
That is right. As America goes, so will go the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
so what do we do next? What do we do next, Jonathan? Because
we need to pray. We need to talk to our Heavenly Father. He wants us to pray. He wants us to beseech him. He is
right.
Dying for permission to intervene. And
we
open up the gates for him to come and intervene, and the devil cannot stop him. Just let him keep his hands off, and the devil works hard. But give him permission to come in, and he will not force his way in on people. We have to ask him to come in, and he will do so.
Right. Yeah, and people need to know that this is what's coming. Today I had one of my Christian friends is actually from, his family are Maronite Christians as well, from Lebanon. He's a doctor here in the Midwest, moving to Arizona with his wife. And he gave me a contact to Kelvin Drogermeyer, who's actually a scientist now for the last year, 11 months, has been the main science director for Trump, and he's in a traveling kind of thing. So I contacted him on all social media and his emails, three different emails I have. I'm trying to witness to these people directly that the information I have isn't just intel information, it's supernatural, and it's a warning, just like the warning that was given on the wall, which it was not heeded by the king of Babylon, many, many tekel peris. In Farsi, that, you know, your kingdom has been held in balance and is found wanting, and therefore today you shall die. America and Trump and our American population, even the Christians, we should not have abortion in our nation. We should not have drug cartels running the cartels in Central South America and Afghanistan. We should not have the deep state actually running our government as a forced channel of government, thinking that the elected officials are just a distraction. We should not have where we do great evil around the world, setting up with the British, the Communist Empire of Russia and China, and even the drug cartels and the human trafficking and the trafficking in organs, which, by the way, is run by our CIA division in America. Do you know that? They tried to recruit me in 87 to actually be part of it when I worked in Georgia. This is not something I know peripherally, like, oh, yeah, it's just your idea. It's something I know organically. And it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. I am terrified by what I see coming. And this morning when I woke up early, I'm thinking, my God, man, we're in so much trouble. My God, I'm seeking help. If I don't get through to Trump and we don't get through to this man and the people around him and start getting America to truly repent, it's not just America in trouble. It's New Zealand. It's Australia. It's South Africa. It's China, Russia. Because if things go down the toilet because we make bad decisions and don't repent, the whole world and the human race will be, to a great extent, for a small remnant, will be destroyed. And they're not just a physical horrifying death. We're talking about eternal annihilation of the soul of billions of humans, my brothers and sisters. That's how bad this is, isn't it?
It's a sad situation, but it's true. But we can do something about it.
Right. But we got to take God seriously. And believe me, I did. He had to resurrect me four times to get my attention. And believe me, I'm a Delta Force Christian now. I'm willing to die for the truth, and I don't care if I live 10 more minutes as long as God's will is done. But he's going to keep me alive as long as I have to do in order to be able to say the things I do on radio and video and give me the means to do so with the sale of our nutraceuticals and technology, even the technology he's blessed me with for life extension and healing cancer and other diseases. It's a sign gift to say, listen to this man. He's my servant and son. Listen to the people he brings on, like Jonathan Gray, and buy his books and videos to support his ministry so we can get the truth out to many more Christians that need to repent of their fake and false churches. There's so many Christians that are lost in space here in America and around the world. It's disgusting, isn't it? So many Catholics.
It's very
sad that most people think the Pope is a Christian man or a righteous man. He's a Druid. He's a Satanist. He's a devil. He's even made statements that atheists can get into heaven because if they're nice people, God will let them in. No. There's nicer people than me going to hell. People need to know that, right?
That's right.
People don't get that. There are nice people in their life, but their life, when it ends, it's the end of them, no matter whether a young person dies in an accident or an old person dies at 90. If they aren't in the same position with God, as they say, when the body drops away, hell becomes evident, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do next. I'm in a desperate situation. I really feel like, you know, I feel like a breaking. I feel like it's like we need a breakthrough in this. We need prayer from thousands of millions of people listening. We need people to realize this is not a joke anymore. This is not a warm-up. This is not a prelude. We're not going to get a seven-year treaty and all the other foolishness. We're not going to get a rapture where the Christian church is taken out. In fact, if you read the Aramaic Bible, the rapture is to take evil out of the earth so that the remnant will survive, because if evil exists after Jesus returns, or there's another 1,000 years, which is more foolishness, and Satan comes back, there won't be any human race survive for on earth or beyond the earth. They'll be extinguished by a very angry, violent, and super intelligent evil called the devil. People don't get that, do they? Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe beyond the infinitely smart God. And if you think
he's hijacked this planet.
He's hijacked the planet. If you think you can take on the devil without the creator God inside you, you're an idiot. I don't care if you've got an IQ of 1,000. It doesn't mean anything. Satan will get you. Right?
Yep.
It's ridiculous. And these fake church leaders, I mean, some of them say some obscene things like, oh, they didn't say that, did they? And they got television shows, giant cathedrals, and so on. Scary stuff. Where do we go? What books and videos would you recommend they get from your site? What would you say?
Ark of the Covenant is one that will help people.
Right.
Ark of the Covenant. Also, Was This a Miracle? We're finding that this builds faith in the wonderful love and power of our Creator.
Right.
How he's intervening in people's lives today. True life stories, more than 100 of them in the book. Things that you would call miracles today.
Well, but you mentioned something
about Heavenly Father actually loves us so much, and he will leave no stone unturned to help those of his people who trust him and call out for help.
He's even ministering to Muslims, where a pastor or an evangelist who would go to a Muslim country would be immediately beheaded before Friday morning prayers. But Jesus, Yeshua, the Father in the flesh, is showing up, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much. Yeah. His heart was broken for us. That's why he sent his own son as a sacrifice to show us his love, to give us an example of how to live, and then to stand in our place where we had failed. He succeeded in every point. And he counts that success to us so that we can be saved by his death and his sacrifice. He had never done any wrong, took the punishment for us. He
you know,
wants
America,
us in his kingdom. He wants us to accept his offer. And unless we accept it, then he's not going to force us. But
not
if
only
we
is
accept it, we will love him forever.
Yeah, you know what? And since the Roe versus Wade, we not only killed, I've heard estimates between 50 and 60-some million Americans, we've killed worldwide, and we paid for it, 1.5 billion individuals. So if you scanned all the way from Alaska and the Northwest Territories to the tip of South America, and you look for a population, there would not be an individual walking or breathing. That's how many people that we've extinguished since Roe versus Wade worldwide. The Chinese policy now is used to be a one-child policy, and they would abort even the second child. Now they do the third. And if a woman, even right to the moment of delivery, is caught trying to have a child even at the moment of delivery, they sacrifice her and her child. And this nation, Canada, that calls himself righteous, if you criticize and bring out Christian truth, read scripture, you go to jail. And if you criticize Islam, you go to jail. And if you criticize sexual perversion, you go to jail. And people don't understand what's going on here now. These socialist communist countries are atheists and are godless. They might start off with good intentions, but the pathway to destruction is always made with good intentions, including high-level Masons that think they're going to do good, like the Shriners. People don't get this. And Donald Trump, he's a good man on the outside, but he's making horrifying decisions, 5G network, genetically modified food, and fracking. But his attitude toward Baghdadi, who's a fake, and ISIS, which we created, and 9/11, which we won't disclose even though he's a builder, he's part of the liocracy now. He's lying to us, isn't he? Now, I want the man to repent. I want to talk to him face to face. I want him to face the music of dealing full force with a saved Christian who's not afraid to die. Me and my co-authors like yourself. Because Donald Trump hasn't had that in the past. He's probably had milk and cookies Christianity. I'm sure his Bible's gathering dust on the table in his 66-floor apartment. He's leaving New York now, moving back to Florida because they're persecuting him. So have a look at that video I sent you, and it's posted up. 18 minutes, John W. Spring, October 28th and November 5th, letters to Donald J. Trump. Some of the stuff is not pleasant to hear, but it's the truth. God help us. Repent and pray. And get these books and videos that were just mentioned by amazing Jonathan Gray at beforeus.com. You need that spiritual manna because it's a time of great trouble. And if you don't have faith, if you don't have faith, you're not going to be able to hold up your spirit and hope. So the times of great trouble because they're coming on the earth now, not the distant future. Praise the Most High God. Pray for Donald Trump and our leaders that they repent. Pray for the dead churches. They come a bone, like a bone, the valley of the dry bones. They start to rise and grow flesh. Which is most important.